This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Youthful Energy, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. Age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our guest is Stuart Hopke. He's VP of Science Regulation Education for CV Sciences. Stuart is passionate about CBD, but his company, CV Sciences, has extended their mission to provide people with timely immune support. The new product is called CV Acute, and Stuart, maybe at this point, let me share an offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners that you've been generous enough to provide us with. 30% off your purchase at pluscbdoil.com with the promo code BWELL. This is a single-use code. By the way, that's a very generous offer. That's the code that I use when I buy. You give me, like, the special code. Now my listeners get my special code? That's amazing. 30% off. At pluscbdoil.com use the promo code BWELL, and 50% off your purchase at pluscbdoil.com with the promo code Hoffman. Hey, that's an inferior promo code, but that's a multi-use promo code, and that can be used more than once by the same customer. So you can start with 30%, you can get 50%. All promotion codes are redeemable online only. So there you have it. All right, and that, by the way, that applies to the product CV Acute, as well as all your CBD products and hemp-derived products.
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm a little confused because this stuff, you know, it has antiviral properties. So is it appropriate to take it on an ongoing basis to prevent illness? Is it the kind of thing that you would only take at the beginning of an illness, or you know, is there a point at which you don't want to take it because it stimulates the immune system, and maybe you want to put the brakes on the immune system if you're very sick? You know, it's not for people in the ICU.
Well, those are all great questions. And the reason I love this formula so much is because they've already looked at that.
Okay.
And they've already found out that as a complement, as adjunctive therapy, doctor, the same way that they're using CBD on top of the very powerful anti-epileptic drugs, and they're finding there's added benefit, the same way that they're using CBD right now on top of steroids for people that are getting the cytokine storm, there are arguments that, at least in China, that they are using this stuff prophylactically, and then instead of the complete stopping of something like the immune system, these IL-6 MOPs that we're using here in our
rheumatoid
country,
arthritis drugs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, even though there's an argument that it's only stopping one part of it, it still could be too aggressive. So that's why I sent you that paper. If you could please put that in the show notes, because that's such a powerful paper. When I read this formula sold out after the announcement made by Wuhan Institute of Virology, and then it says, though articles from the Institute for Biological Science, who claim that this medicine can suppress the SARS-CoV-2 in cell cultures, according to a study in collaboration with the Shanghai Institute of Materia Medica. Now, the issue is, because it isn't proven yet, this formula was not included in the guidelines that was launched by the National Health Commission of the People's Republic of China for the prevention of COVID-19. Which has been updated to version 7. So I just want people to know that all of these companies, now this is my opinion here personally, this is not a corporate opinion. Mm-hmm. After studying this now for months and months, I think a lot of these companies are positioning themselves for discoveries and for IP. and they're going to be trying to really differentiate their formulas. There are 12 companies that manufacture SHL today, and one of them has them categorized, it's the stuff that we have, as a level A, it's called an A level list drug. So to your point, they're compared with standard of care.
So I just want to make our listeners aware of this, is what you're hearing now is you're hearing about a new nutritional formula with initials, you know, like CBD. Well, you've heard about CBD, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, you hadn't heard about CBD. But this is something entirely new, but it appears to be the next big thing. There's so many, it's kind of like a gold rush to make this formula available. Am I sizing it up correctly, SHL?
I didn't know this until we started studying this. It's the most widely used and number one selling cold and flu remedy on Earth.
Okay, so it's just a question of lost in translation. It's big over there, but in the U.S. marketplace, it's not enjoyed any kind of profile, because I got to tell you, I haven't heard of it.
But even there, most of it isn't authentic.
Okay.
Most of it is not authentic, because when you know how you can get fake olive oil today?
Oh, yeah.
You can get fake SHL. So part of the reason why we decided to launch into this is when the chemistry, and you made an interesting point earlier, thank you for saying that, when we finally had the technology to look into the plants to find out what the active compounds are. We have a 25-page report. I'm not going to try to digest it for you here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You can each of the fruit, the flower, and the root all have different compounds. The fruit, the flower, and the root work synergistically. And the comment I made earlier, where it can trigger the pathway and upregulate the killer cells to kill the virus instead of RNA chain termination. So this is where prevention, this is perfect, I think, for prevention. This may not be, to your point, if you're already in the ICU, that's no longer a dietary supplement, right, doctor?
Right.
Okay. So that's why I think this is perfectly safe. And then in the reports that are PubMed, many reports online, they've given it with antibiotics, mm-hmm. they've given it with antivirals, and they found out that concomitantly, it improves benefit.
Wow. That is tremendously exciting. So in what form is it? Is it a tincture? Is it in a capsule?
It's a little decoction, and at first, when I first started reading about it, you know, and they say it's for the fire in the throat and the wind, and, you know, I'm reading all about this, and I'm thinking, oh, it's like airborne, right? Mm-hmm. You take this right when you feel the burning in your throat. Now that I've digested all this material, no. If you are exposed, you want to be taking this. And then when the healthcare workers that took it during SARS-CoV-1 and protected themselves, now again, it's a different virus, you can't extrapolate.
Yeah.
But the idea that this is first line defense. Think about this just for a second. You're taking herbs that are intentionally causing IL-6 to destroy the virus. That is so cool. Now, this is not a new concept when you think about it. The Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2015 was awarded to Tu Youyou. She's a citizen scientist for her discovery of Artemisia in wormwood to kill malaria, which killed more people than all the wars combined. And I read her Nobel lecture, and you know what she called those compounds? She said these are chemotherapeutic agents.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they are naturally derived
right.
from Artemisia. Yeah.
Right. So I think that we're opening up a doorway where I love what you said. It's both. It's not either or. That there could really be a place, a complementary place for this. And I would say for protection. And I want to go back to what I said earlier. I know I go quickly sometimes. Most of this stuff is fake. Most of it's fake online. In the pharmacopoeia of the People's Republic of China, the Baikalayan is the only content, it's the only spike. You have to test it, make sure it has the Baikalayan. True SHL product has 44 different compounds mm-hmm. working together synergistically. So that's why we decided to do this. Plus, there's some debate about oral versus injectable, too.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, and I got to say that, you know, I've worked with Stuart for a long time. And, you know, Stuart is all about scrupulous quality control. And that's what distinguishes this company, CV Sciences, is that the CBD that you're going to get is the purest, most carefully prepared CBD and delivery systems that are very, very safe and well regulated. And you get commendations from the industry for doing that. Let's just say hypothetically that in a year or two, and I'm crossing my fingers here, that COVID-19, becomes just a minor annoyance. It virtually disappears. But people are still going to get colds and flus routinely. I mean, my big preoccupation, last fall, as we went into the colder weather, was whether I was going to be laid low with a cold or a flu or a sore throat. Every year I get two or three episodes of that. Is this formula applicable to that?
Well, that's what it was made for. And that's why we love the idea that it may be actually applicable now. Mm-hmm. I mean, after the homework that I've done, and you know how much I love oil of oregano, I use that stuff for years and years. This formula, this SHL formula, is really like the Chinese version mm-hmm. of the alkaloid-rich immune modulatory things that we're familiar here, like golden seal, echinacea. Mm-hmm. Yep. If anything, this is more broad spectrum because it has this very diverse mechanism of action. When you put them together, there's really synergy, which that term gets thrown around, I think, in Western medicine a little bit too much. There's a tremendous amount of synergy here in this formula because some of these ingredients work against each other. One of my favorite weird, cool discoveries here is in the honeysuckle flower itself. The flower contains microRNA.
Oh.
Listen, this is the flower extract contains stable microRNA with direct antiviral activities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was in H1N1.
There's actually talk that is going to be the route by which some of the vaccine candidates are going to be.
I know. Crazy. You can't make this up. I mean, this has got me so excited. So, wait, this is right. The flower itself has microRNA, which usually gets destroyed through the GI tract, but this actually survives. This microRNA usually is destroyed even upon herbal decoction. And scientists noted it's called MIR2911. Hmm. And it survived decoction and bound to viral nucleotide sequences crucial for intercellular influenza replication. So getting right in there and disrupting viral replication, affecting the machinery.
I think there's a song, Honeysuckle Rose.
I know, it's pretty cool, isn't it? So when I look at all these things together, I think, wow. And then say the skull cap, for example. Now I know that the fake stuff has just the bicalin in there. The real SHL has wagunin and orelexin A. There's a whole bunch of them, different isomers, different structures. And these are flavonoids. Then when you mentioned quercetin earlier, this stuff is infinitely more powerful mm-hmm. with powerful activity against, viruses, because they get in there and they kind of jam up and they stop the virus from being able to enter the cell. And then there are also other cool mechanisms of action, like the neuraminidase, where they get in there.
That is important, yes.
That's really cool and actually kind of maybe stops the budding of the virus so it can get out to infect other cells. So it might kill, that cell might die. But the virons don't get out to go infect all the neighboring cells.
So where can people get more information about CV Acute? I copied, I guess it's on your website, where you talk about it. It's used in hospitals in traditional Chinese medicine. It's cited by the World Health Organization for immune system challenges. 60 trials highlighted in the CV Sciences Science Report. Can people access that online?
Yes. You can get that at pluscbdoil.com. You can also meet Colonel Dr. Lewis. He made a little video for us for CV Acute at the YouTube, CV Sciences on YouTube. And you see a picture of him while he was over there dealing with SARS the first time. And he's in full camo gear and he's in Afghanistan too. So you can watch that little video and meet him because, at this point, if you're going to stick your toe into these traditional remedies, you better have super QA QC. This formula that we have, it's grown in China, but it's all registered in Canada as a Health Canada product, which is very, very strict. And then every batch is third-party tested through Alchemist Laboratories, and we've identified all those compounds. So that's the one thing I'm concerned about, that people hear this and say, wow, sounds like SHL is a really good thing for the immune system right now.
They Google that, they look it up, they get it from an inferior source,
Yeah, and ours isn't twice the price or anything like that. It's just that, you know, what you want to do is any formula you get, you want to be able to see the third-party certificates of analysis so you can tell that it's a wide spectrum, even though those terms have no real definition, right? Full spectrum, wide spectrum. It doesn't just have that one little compound. Again, in the literature, the government in China right now says it's a true SHL formula. According to the pharmacopoeia of the People's Republic of China, if it only has the one standard, the Baikalan. So that shows you most of it is spiked. And then there are also a lot of TCM formulas that you've probably familiar with this over the years, right, doctor? Mm-hmm. That the only reason that they worked is because they had drugs put in there.
Yeah.
Like they had Tylenol in there, right?
It's really a mixed bag when it comes to China, because they're the source of some really fantastic ingredients. It's just that it's kind of a free fire zone when it comes to regulation, and you have to really exercise due diligence in terms of selecting the products that really work and that are safe. So it sounds like you've done that. Can we circle back and talk a little bit about CBD, because that's your bread and butter. CV Sciences is one of the top purveyors of CBD products. What are some of the different offerings and what's in your lineup right now?
Well, we've just released a new line called Happy Lane.
Oh.
And Happy Lane is a no THC, 0.00% THC CBD product from agricultural hemp. And that's a new one called Happy Lane. I just sprung that up on you.
And what's the rationale for that? Because, I mean, you had a very, like a superb product lineup before. Is that directed to people who are concerned that they might get a little high or that they might test positive for THC, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that was really the main driving force. And then when people really study the chemistry, I think it's very similar to fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
We started with fish. That's the same as cannabis or hemp. We went to cod liver oil. That would be the same as our raw extract. And then you can concentrate it. That's our gold formula. That would be like ultimate omega.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can concentrate THC or CBD or even minor cannabinoids and up concentrate them. So I think it's when people really figure out the chemistry. I mean, let's face it. When you look at the literature, they tell you you might need a few hundred milligrams of isolated CBD for certain conditions. And you've heard for years that people get those same results with a full spectrum like the gold formula. Mm-hmm. But that's hard to prove, isn't it, doctor?
Yeah. I take what, two, which is 30 milligrams, at bedtime, and there's definitely an effect. And it's subtle. It's not like I feel, like high or, like I've, smoked a joint or something. To me, CBD is one of the really revolutionary compounds that have come on the market in the 21st century. And I know you're excited about it, and that's why you joined the company. So the other thing is the topical, and the topical, I heard from a patient the other day that the topical can be effective for hemorrhoids. Have you heard that?
I have. I'll tell you why. Because of the histamine response. Mm-hmm. Anything that's involving an itch or a histamine response.
Burning, itching, right? Sweating.
Bam!
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible for that. Incredible for that.
Okay.
I mean,
she wasn't just making that up. That's something you've heard from other consumers.
And here's another weird one real quick. Anti-sebastatic. A lot of CBD, like right on a big pimple, CBD dries it up.
Okay. For acne. Interesting. The topical I use for minor, injuries. I get sore when I'm working out, sore shoulder, knee pain. I rub it in and obtain relief. It actually works. My personal belief is it works better on muscle pain than joint pain. The joints are a little deep, and it's sometimes hard, unless it's like a sprained finger, to get the CBD deep enough to do the job.
Oh, I agree. And all the cannabinoid doctors would agree too, right? If it's a broken bone, Mm-hmm. Right, THC may actually be more appropriate, you know, if you're trying to avoid opioids.
Right, for that, for extreme pain. Any new research on the CBD front that excites you? I know that you live and breathe this stuff.
Oh, I do. I have one more. We have an interview with Dr. Taylor Wallace. We just put up on YouTube, and he's the editor of the Journal of Dietary Supplements. Oh. And we had 4 articles, I believe, in their premier CBD issue or their big CBD issue. So you learn a whole lot if you go to YouTube and see Dr. Taylor Wallace and Miles, because he endorsed our research. He can't endorse our product, right? He's the editor of the journal, but he was very impressed.
Be impartial.
That we published that safety work, that we sold 5 million bottles of plus CBD and published that safety work.
Great stuff. All right, let's mention once again, you know, 2 offers for Intelligent Medicine listeners. One is 30% off at pluscbdoil.com with the promo code BWELL. That's a single-use code, but you can keep getting a discount by going to pluscbdoil.com and plugging in the promo code Hoffman. You'll get a 15% discount, and that's a multi-use promo code. They're indeed online only. And Stuart, the website, cbsciences.com.
Yeah. And well, pluscbdoil.com. And then, of course, I keep mentioning the YouTube channel, CB Sciences, on YouTube. And, you know, I can't tell you how grateful I am that we get to come back on here and share this with your audience. I mean, both drugs and herbs are effective to treat mild to moderate cases of bacterial infections. But because drugs are more immediately potent and can be prescribed with more laboratory precision, they may be more appropriate for life-threatening infections.
Indeed.
Like meningitis or encephalitis. But viruses, we might find that with viruses and common cold and influenza, because the drugs are so ineffective or so powerful, this might be the way to go.
Well, absolutely. And I really want to thank you for the opportunity to share this information with our listeners. It's such critical information, especially at this time. And I feel that we really scooped you know, a lot of the media outlets by sharing the news about SHL and your new product, CV Acute. It really is exciting. So thanks for your fidelity to the truth and to your courage in getting the word out about some exciting products and bringing them to market in a safe and consumer-friendly way.
Thank you, doctor. I want any skeptic to be able to go to your website or anywhere and read that paper and say, wow, they're studying this exact formula for what we're dealing with at this moment.
Indeed. Okay, that's Stuart Tomk, VP of Science Regulation and Education for CV Sciences. You can find out more at pluscbdoil.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.